welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, author, life coach, mother of two. And whether you're married with children, single, divorced, or all of the above, I'm talking to you about life, relationships, and sex. The ridiculous in a good way. Todd Anderson is here today.
Whew. It's in a good way.
Yay, it's in a good way. Yes, he hasn't totally had his coffee yet.
Oh my God, I'm having coffee right now.
We got to give him a little bit of room because he might not be right on top of
I'm so sleepy, you guys. So sleepy.
He was really stupid and signed up to help with his son's soccer league.
Nightmare.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. There's your parenting advice. Say no.
Yeah, never volunteer for anything.
Just write a check.
Just drop your kids. Yeah, drop your kids off and
actually,
bail.
Do the thing, you know, like you do with strippers where you're flipping the dollar bills. Just like be at the PTA and just run out.
Just make it rain.
Yeah, make it rain.
Sprint away.
There you go. All right, so that show's over. That was the parenting advice show.
Nailed it.
Totally. We're talking about infidelity.
What?
Infidelity.
Define infidelity.
Well, you know what? That's a good question, actually. That's kind of what we're talking about today. So do you know, Todd, about the Ashley Madison thing?
Yes, I have a lot of, I'm related to a lot of Canadian people by marriage. So, you know, therefore, yeah, of course.
So they're freaking
out. I know
about
all the crazy stuff up there. Which is, I think this is the only crazy thing that's
I was going to say,
this
must be huge because for those of you that don't know, Ashley Madison is a site specifically for marrieds to date, to cheat. Their slogan is, life is short, have an affair. Swear to God.
It's deeply cynical, really.
I know. When you really think about it, it's so... I mean, I guess you can say it's going to be happening anyway, so I guess somebody might as well make some money off of it, but I don't really know. I mean, there are other ones. There's Fling.com and Adult Friend Finder and...
Is Adult Friend Finder, though, is that specific to marriage?
No.
I thought that was just like...
No,
up.
But if you're married and you're on Adult Friend Finder,
well, yeah.
You're not looking for a bowling partner.
Right. That's a good
right?
point. That's a good
so,
point.
So,
well, I mean, maybe so, that's your kink.
So at
bowling.
The, well, that could be.
With someone who's
you
not
just
your spouse.
Never know.
I don't know.
Yes. As Mark and I always say, minutia. Like, there is something out there for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think I've mentioned there's apparently porn that's dedicated to girls having sex while smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, like, that's like a fetish. The smoking like fetish. It's a smoking fetish.
Is that what it is? Okay, yeah.
Well, which kind of makes sense because so much of pornography is based on like that which is forbidden because we live in such a puritanical society here.
Yeah.
That like the more forbidden the act, and smoking has become this vilified thing. I mean, it's
really, you think that's what the
oh
the,
yeah
the,
I mean
the
it,
fetish
it's
is
like
about?
We smoking I mean I grew up
I just don't want
when
you blowing
I was
cigarette smoke in my face while we're getting down.
No I get it. I don't, but it's like forbidden now. Smoking is forbidden.
Yeah,
I mean, I
okay.
came up in a time where, you know, like in New York when I was there in college, everyone smoked everywhere. And you couldn't
so you
go into a restaurant
didn't
without
have
smoke.
As much of a hold.
And
no,
I bet it wasn't a fetish like that
really?
Back then, but now it is.
Really?
Yeah, I bet cuz it's been taken away from us.
Much like outside sex that's taken away from you once you make your vows. Right?
Yes, indeed.
So here's the interesting thing. There were 33 million accounts compromised.
Yeah.
And apparently, like they said that 5 million of them were female, but people who actually analyzed that data found that many of those were inactive. And when I say many, I mean like 4.75 million like of them were potentially just bots and created by the company. Like a lot of them had IP addresses that went back to the company.
Oh, so they made up fake profiles to make it seem like they had more traffic than they did to attract more people.
Now let's be clear, when you look at, and of course the, you know, I don't know where they get these statistics, but in studies,
sure.
I hate saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to always say that. So in studies,
22%
of married men have had affairs, and 17% of married women have had affairs. Now, that's not so...
I feel like those numbers are low.
I think they're low, too. I mean, I think that's, you know, those that will admit to it on a survey.
Yeah, exactly. Who would? Interestingly, right? There's a lot
so
of people
who will...
So let's
double that. Let's say 44 and 38, right? Or 30, what the hell?
As many people who lie on those surveys, though, it's kind of an interesting dichotomy given how many people were on Ashley Madison.
Right.
What's your concern about an anonymous survey versus having a profile account online?
Profile.
Yeah.
I know. It's hard. Some email address is going to come back to you somewhere. Now, some of those, I guess they said some of those email addresses could have been, sort of hijacked for other people to use, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know how all this stuff works. But let's say there really were only 12,000 real females on the site. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, mainly this is because women, if they want to have sex, they don't really have to look that hard for it. They can probably just go out and find somebody.
Right.
But they're not intentionally signing up on websites. This doesn't mean that women don't cheat, right?
Right.
Okay, so we know from the statistics. So then this begs the question, what are these men doing on the site if they're not really hooking up? Like, let's say there's just not that many women. Maybe there's 12,000 women doing 32 million men. I don't know. It's a busy week.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of tired ladies running around. So they're paying for a fantasy.
Sure.
Essentially. Yeah. Right. So let's say, maybe they're chatting, and who knows who they're chatting with. Could be a guy on the other end of that, mm-hmm. right? They're chatting. They sort of have the option. They're just kind of seeking. They're looking at profiles. I mean, we're talking, I read somewhere 400 church pastors are probably resigning this weekend because...
Because they were on it.
Yeah, because they were on AFF. And you heard the Duggar kid, Josh Duggar.
Oh, yeah.
He was on there. And, oh, my God, his wife said that she didn't think it was godly for a woman to show anger.
Okay. I mean... Okay. Everybody's got their little belief system. I'm like the opposite. I like to show anger a lot.
That's why I only see you once every 2 weeks.
About really dumb stuff.
Really dumb shit.
Yeah.
So then what is... I understand that, they're out there theoretically seeking actual affairs, right?
Right.
But what are they actually doing? Now, there was a guy who signed up as a matter of research and had to tell his wife, I'm going to be on Ashley Madison.
Sure.
He did get dates. He went on dates. He went on dates with three or four dates he described were with intelligent, attractive women who were really lonely and their husbands didn't have any time for them and they wanted passion. They wanted attention and passion.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was actually getting dates on the site. So there's got to be some women on there, right?
Yeah, sure.
So
maybe he had more luck than the average guy because he did.
Because he knows how to write. He was a writer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he did. He
and
said
he probably
that.
Didn't seem desperate and crazy because he was happily married and just doing this for research.
Yes, and he created three different profiles and one was shy guy, one was type A, like really aggressive guy, and one guy was in the middle, and the guy in the middle got lots of hits. He's he's a writer. He's I knew what to say.
Right, so, right, sure.
So the chatting, let's say and he did say there were women that didn't actually want to meet. They just kind of wanted to go for the cyber sex and kind of cheat at arm's length.
Sure.
As he called it. And is chatting cheating? I guess that's the question. And what do you do? Where do you file the intentional move of I'm going to get online and create a profile specifically to find other marrieds that want to cheat?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty core.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
That's a really interesting question. I wonder how much of it has to do with the kind of excitement of doing so, like the cigarette thing I was talking about earlier.
Right, doing something.
The excitement of doing something forbidden is almost enough you know, to get you off without actually going out and doing it, if that's what you're.
Yeah. And, you know, doing some research on what people have to say about, you know, cyber cheating, so to speak. this one girl said, my boyfriend and I decided that. Oh, here it is. My boyfriend and I agree that as long as it's not with the same person more than twice, then it's just masturbating.
I see.
Like reading an erotic story or something.
There's
like
no
that.
Emotional connection.
However, if you do it with the same person more than once or twice, then there's, you know, a risk of getting attached.
Getting attached.
Person, I put person in air quotes, because you really don't know who's on the other end, right?
That's true.
So so that's one way to look at
it. Well, probably a person of in some manner.
Yes.
And not like a porpoise or a gorilla.
Or a typing dog.
Because they're not
It's a chihuahua that knows
it's
how to type.
Oh my God, you are not like your profile picture at all.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Oh, you're the Taco Bell chihuahua.
Oh, well then, that's
okay.
Now,
you've got cash.
I was going to say.
Let's talk.
It's got clout. What are you into? So that's one way to look at it. You can say like, well, it's not a big deal because it's really just like reading an erotic novel, or it's, you know,
yeah,
basic, you know, fantasy.
Right. That's interesting.
But some people consider looking at porn cheating.
That's true.
You know, anything like that cheating. But the bigger question is why? You know, what's going on with your mate or what's going on with you that you are requiring some outside attention or excitement? Courtships kind of stops after marriage for a lot
of
people.
That's true, yeah.
You know?
And the thrill of the hunt for guys, maybe, and the thrill of a new romance for women, maybe.
Just to even see if you can get them to say yes. I mean, that's got to be a fucking
good,
rush, right?
Good for your ego.
Right?
Yeah. What? You what?
What?
You like me? What? Old and almost dead. But you were, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, that would be a big part of the rush.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
See, so what happened with this guy, the one that did the research?
Mm-hmm.
His wife, he had lunch with this woman. He had kind of a long lunch with this woman, and it was getting kind of hot and heavy. And when he kind of put it out there and she said yes, you know, he admitted, I really experienced this rush. He goes, but then he actually, instead of just saying, I can't do it, I can't cheat on my wife, he said, I'm doing research. And she was fucking mad. And she was, you know, she got up.
Well, because he's a fucking liar.
Right.
And like, he's a worse liar than the cheaters who are cheating. Although, yeah.
Yeah, it was not cool, right? So yeah. She like threw a drink in his face. You know, like throw
this
him down.
Sounds like in a Hollywood romantic comedy, though.
Right.
It'd be like, no, I was doing it as a job, but then I realized I really do love you.
Yeah, exactly. No, he did not say that. So
because he was just doing it for a job.
But what happened is, you know, then he goes home and he goes to a coffee shop and calls his wife and says, do you want to meet me? And she's just fucking mad. You know,
uh-huh.
And the wife, who's been, you know, pretty cool about all this, you know, she's just mad.
Right.
She was like, what did you do? Because nobody fucking storms out and throws a drink in your face over nothing.
Over
what
nothing.
Did you do?
Yeah.
And this fight went on for hours. And she finally just said, when was the last time you fucking took me to coffee?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, to lunch and flirted with me and, you know, and. That was a real wake-up call.
Yep.
You know, really, like, why every one of these women had no intention of leaving their relationship. They were willing to sort of have a partial marriage if they could just get this need for passion or attention
met that they weren't getting at home.
And then, you know, to realize his own wife is kind of like, yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, I would like it if you took me out to lunch and had an afternoon drink.
You know, we've certainly talked about this on MILF Talk before, the concept of communication and keeping romance fresh. And it's really easy. We've said this before. It's really easy to fall into grooves where you forget that.
Yeah.
About the person that you spend most of your time with.
Yeah.
You know, and your partners in more than just sex. If your parents, your partners in that, and your partners in, you know, home ownership or at least paying rent, you know, whatever.
All that fucking boring
all
shit.
All that stuff. You know, and you get good at being partners.
I'm getting
partners.
Really, like, I'm drying up as we right. speak.
But you get good at being partners in that stuff, and you forget about the other thing.
Yeah.
And that, and if you are not communicating with each other, and it's hard, it's like not an easy conversation necessarily.
No, it's not.
Especially if you consider yourself a strong, independent person, to say, hey, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with, but on both ends, either sure. end of the relationship, it's like, hey, I need more of this, you know, and it's not always just I need that and you get it. Sometimes it's like you need it. And then the other person's like, well, I'll give that to you, but I need that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And you forget to communicate.
But then, there's the piece of, well, you're only giving it to me now because I asked. So it's not sincere.
Right. Exactly.
You have to get over that.
Yeah. You have
you
to, get,
have
over
to
that.
Get over that in marriage. That's a really.
And in some marriages, I imagine you communicate those things and it still doesn't happen.
Well, of course.
And I think that.
But like, then you have information, right? Then you
right.
have genuine information. I asked you for this. I spelled out what I needed. You're not willing to do it. Okay? It can be heartbreaking information, which is a lot of the reason people don't ask.
Right. Because
right?
they don't want to know
is
if,
because
if it's
they,
the other way.
If yeah. I ask and they don't do it, then what?
Right.
You know, now I got to deal with reality.
Right.
And this is, I think this is also related to what we talk about when, you know, we say that it's important to kind of allow your partner to have a fantasy world, not necessarily to go like, go watch porn all the time and like be in that fantasy world away from you. I don't mean that, but like that it's okay that they even have one, that they can think about these things or talk about these things or share their fantasies with you, because it's important to see your partner the way the world sees them.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to sort of realize that your partner wants to be seen and likes to be seen. And that's part of the dance that they're missing.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's sort
true.
Of like, oh, you're mine. You're on lockdown.
Yeah. So yeah.
I shall reflect back to you if you are worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, male and female, why wouldn't somebody want to go just see how they sort of rate in the world?
Right.
You know, I can see how with the advent of technology, it's like Facebook cheating. You know,
sure.
when people start getting a lot of attention on Facebook, they get attention from old flames from high school and
yep.
college, and they're looking people up and, oh my God, you look great. And then there's these inside jokes, and then there's, you know, this all of this posting and sharing.
Well, yeah. Is that like kind of emotional affair worse than an actual physical one?
Yeah. Well, it depends
like
on the level of intimacy, I would suppose,
right,
you know,
right.
like how intimate is this? I mean, is it really just like compliments going back and forth? Is there sharing, you know, going back and forth? One of the articles I was reading, this woman said, and this is extreme. This is an extreme example, but she would share something with her husband, and her best friend was a man, a straight
mm-hmm.
man. And he would say, well, why don't you have lunch with so-and-so and, you know, tell him all about it. Basically like, I don't have time for your shit, you know? And then she's
yeah.
like, cut to 2 years later, I'm sleeping with my best friend and my marriage is falling apart.
That
was not the plan.
Well,
she wanted to share with her husband, you know? And so On one hand, we can't expect our marriage partner to be everything to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a really tall order. But within the scope of marriage, as we've defined it for the most part, for most people, they are kind of supposed to be your it for.
Right. Forever.
For sex.
Right. Right.
Right. So the logic is, I've made a vow to forsake all others. Okay, this is the funny logic. If you're saying, I will not have sex with others,
mm-hmm.
does that imply that you are entitled to sex within the marriage? Like, this is the thing
yeah.
that we won't, this is the thing that we don't like to say.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But
yeah.
humans have sexual needs.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And they have a need to be wanted.
And we all have fantasies.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, the,
really, Todd, what are yours?
My biggest sexual fantasy is to smoke cigarettes with the Taco Bell Chihuahua. That's the thing that I...
We have got to work that out for you. Let's make that happen. Can we pull some strings here at Slideshow?
I think maybe we can make that happen. I don't know. That's my fantasy. Here's my thing about the Ashley Madison thing. My friend Tess Rafferty... is a comic and a writer, and she said something on Facebook that I really liked, because I was inundated at that point on all my social medias when the Ashley Madison thing blew up. So many people, like when the celebrities who got busted and all that, so many people instantly vilifying absolutely everybody involved, you know,
yes,
all dirtbags, you're scum, how can you do this, you know, I'm so sick of this. It's sort of like the Ben Affleck nanny accusations, like people were so fast to go, what a scumbag, and what, I'm so sick of these Hollywood men and their nanny stories and bazibah. and my friend Tess posted on Facebook, is like, hey, we don't know what's going on in any of these marriages.
That's right.
This Ashley Madison thing is really an issue of an invasion of privacy more than it is like an expose of how horrible people are in their marriages.
Right.
And we don't know what's going on. We don't know why these people are doing it. We don't know anything that's happening in their marriages, and it's not up to us to judge their marriages or their behavior. That's their thing. And I think that's the issue that like has gotten lost so much in this Ashley Madison thing.
Well, I know. And that's why I think, you would think with something this big, because it—I mean—it's a pretty big deal. That's a lot of names, right? That's
right.
Bazillions. I mean, right. 32 million bazillions. Same thing. How can we ignore this and not really look at what causes the infidelity? Like, what causes the putting yourself out there? Like, I mean, you're taking a risk. This is intentional. This is like, hey, I am cheating and I'm looking for somebody else to cheat with.
Right.
Right. And that's quite a statement. And it's, and you know, not, you can't tell me that there's all 32 million of those guys are like non shit giving narcissists. They're lonely. They're probably ashamed. They're maybe living a false life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they are supposed to be non-sexual, you know, because they're in the church or whatever, like, right. You know, who knows? And they're struggling with this genuine, raw, human, every fucking day desire.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do with it? And then you see ads and you see, you know, the availability of like, oh, well, that's, huh, I wonder, what's that all about?
Yeah. I got a couple hours to kill. What am I going to do by myself?
I wonder if there's anybody in my neighborhood.
You know? Maybe I could just walk somewhere, get a walk in.
My wife's never around or, you know,
has
not had sex with me in a year.
Yeah.
You know, this begs the question. I mean, there's a lot of writing about whether or not cheating on a non-sexual relationship is cheating.
Yeah.
You know, because again, like, are you entitled to sex within the marriage? You know,
well, I mean, it comes, I mean, I think probably the part that's the worst is just a lack of honesty. And that's the hardest thing. But it's super hard to be honest if you don't necessarily want to destroy this relationship that you're in, but you have needs that aren't being met.
Yeah.
So then it becomes hard to be honest, because a lot of times, and this is, I think, is the, talking about being honest isn't necessarily lead to a happy ending.
No.
Very often.
No, it can lead to huge insecurities and.
Right. Just telling the truth in general is often off-putting to people, because most people don't want to hear the truth about anything.
Right.
You know, so if you're going to be honest, you kind of have to, it takes balls, I think, you know, metaphorical
balls.
Women,
because it could take a vag.
Yeah. It could take a big time clit to do this. But you have, like, being honest doesn't necessarily end happily.
No, it doesn't. And you're really opening up that can. And there are, and we're going to do, when we're going to wrap this up, and we're going to do another show about why women cheat.
Oh, so
and
we're going to talk about cheating next week too?
Yes.
And then what about the next week?
We're probably going to, it's going to be infidelity month. September.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
Cheating.
There are many people who are married who are happy with their children, their life, their friendship with their partner, their business partnership with their partner, all of those things, but are just really lonely in the passion department, really missing that part of themselves, that side of themselves, that side of their partner, you know?
And so basically, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but what you're saying is
you're
like
wrong.
The cheating is a symptom of a larger problem.
Yes. So before you look at everybody as an asshole.
Right. Before you judge everybody on Ashley Madison. And yes, there probably are a handful of narcissists who just don't give a shit.
Well, of course. Those exist everywhere.
Marriage is a dicey thing, and it's hard to maintain. This is a symptom of people who have other problems going on.
And there you have it, Dr. Todd Anderson.
That's all I'm saying. So don't be so goddamn judgy.
Yeah. And watch You're the Worst. Then you'll learn some things.
Yeah,
you can be judgy of those people.
September 9th, FXX.
Yes.
Next
See,
week.
September's all about sex.
Yeah.
On FXX. Yes. So that's really mainly where we find you these days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Besides, like, on your computer signing up for Ashley Madison.
Yep.
So,
well,
yes.
I love Canadians. I have a thing for them.
I love Canadians. Oh, so that's where you find Todd. You can find me on Facebook as Sophie Venable. And if you're on iTunes or SoundCloud right now, please click subscribe because that would make me so happy. My book, MILF 101, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I would like to thank the good people here at Sideshow Network and thank you all for listening. This is Sophie Venable reminding you that you don't have to make your life perfect, just make it fabulous.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.